In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak. This morning, I'd like to share with you this topic: do not fear.
今早上跟大家分享这个题目, 不要惧怕。
Because nowadays, this coronavirus is spread around the whole world.
知道现在这新冠肺炎已经扩散到全世界。
It seems like some weeks ago, coronavirus is kind of other Asian countries' issue, but now it's getting close to in this country also.
在几个星期前，新冠肺炎好像是亚洲的事情，现在最近已经传遍到全世界。
So we can think about this time, how we can look at this view as Christians for this coronavirus coming in this country.
在这个紧张的时间，我们用基督徒的角度的方向去看看这个新冠肺炎的事。
Now let's turn to Matthew chapter 10.
请大家翻开圣经到马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 10, verse from 28. Matthew chapter 10, verse from 28 to 33.
马太福音第十章第28节到33节。
Chapter 10, verse from 28.
第十章第28节。
And do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul. Rather fear him who is able to destroy both the soul and body in hell. And are not two sparrows sold for a cent, and yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Therefore, do not fear. You are of more value than many sparrows. I think this passage is very famous. Jesus talked about, he emphasized the importance about our soul and our life.
到31节，这段经文是非常的宝贵，因为跟我们讲我们生命的重要。
And Jesus at that time mentioned that they do not fear.
这里主耶稣谈了几次说不要惧怕。
And he keep on emphasize 31, therefore do not fear.
31节又强调一次，所以不要惧怕。
The many of the people, their life, because we have a flesh, always of a threatening of our flesh life, that we are under the certain stress and fear.
我们人带着肉体，难免都会有惧怕。
Especially this kind of unknown virus is spread around, and people's panic and sometimes the fear, it come upon to the community and our society.
尤其是当有这种病毒传染的时候，大众的人都会有这种恐吓、恐怕的感觉。
We know throughout the 2019 and 2020, because of the bad flus, over 8,000 people died.
In America, USA.
我们从去年到今年，因为流感的问题，在美国已经死了8000多人。 Those infected, so we can say, it's about 15 million.
有在美国被流行感冒得到的病患有大概15 million. 大概1500万人.
So about 8,200 died out of the 50 million.
在这1500万人当中，有8200人因为流感而死亡。
Definitely, the ratio is not that high.
死亡率并不是非常高。
But as we know, the 8200 is actually many life.
但是8200这个数字还是不小。
And now these coronavirus now spread around. over 3,300 now died.
那新冠肺炎呢？现在全世界大概有300人为了这个病毒而死。
Total number of the infection is about 100,000.
那全世界大概有10万人得到这个病。
Differently, the fatal ratio is higher than the bad flu.
当然这个死亡率比这个流感的死亡率更高。
But some of the even mentioned about that this kind of virus can be spread even more and to over half of our population will be impacted for infection.
有人甚至估计说，全世界一半的人口以上都会受到感染。
And so this is quite a serious kind of issue about this virus.
所以这个病毒其实是非常严重的事。
But I think the most deeper impact is of this kind of coronavirus is about our society and changing the people's their attitude.
但是我个人觉得这个病毒的影响力对我们其实不是在肉体而已，是在我们整个生活社区的生活中。
And some of the article mentioned about the kind of racism, it's eventually more and more stronger, to this country.
有些人说，因为这个病毒的原因，在种族歧视上的问题会更严重。
And also economically, this one bring the great impact in near future too.
在全世界的经济上也会有产生很大的影响。
So this is definitely eventually this coronavirus is coming into our life, have influence our daily life eventually.
这个新冠病这个肺炎在我们生活中是迟早会有直接的影响。
But then as Christians, when we meditate with scriptures, we find out that do not fear.
但是当我们来查考圣经经文之内呢，我们可以看到我们不要惧怕。
But life is important.
因为我们生命非常的重要。
But as Christians, we understand spiritual life is more important than our physical life.
我们了解我们的灵性，我们的灵命比生命的比肉体的生命更重要。
At the same time, it is the best time that we can look at ourselves, our faith.
我们在这段时间其实可以好好的去反省我们的信仰。
Maybe we can reflect at this time, we can repent our faith if it's not a life direction to God. And maybe this chance we can go back to God.
这是让我们可以反省自己的信仰，让我们可以悔改的好机会。
I think during the time of Jesus, their life also, we know the Jewish people at that time, they're under the great stress from the Romans.
在耶稣的时代，大家在罗马的帝国生活下面，有很大的压力。
I think economically and also the health-wise, we find out there's a lot of stress from their daily life.
在经济上也好，卫生上也好，都受到很大的逼迫。
And we find out that Jesus, wherever he goes, there's a lot of the people who have a sickness and people who have a illness, they're always there. So ask for the God's help.
我们可以很清楚看到，在主耶稣的传道生涯中，很多人在他的路程中都生病，需要医治。
So their life is always focused about the physical welfare and the life of their life getting away from the stress of the physical life.
当时候很多人都希望求在肉体上的解脱。
The many times the people following the Jesus, the listening to his messages, but the main their motivation is they want to have a physical food.
虽然很多人来听主耶稣的道理，但是到最后他们是求的是肉体上的食物。
So Jesus mentioned about the importance about not the physical bread, but a spiritual bread.
但是主耶稣所强调的不是肉体上的粮，而是属灵的粮。
So Jesus, he mentioned about John chapter 6.
在约翰福音第六章，主耶稣这样子说。
He mentioned about the he asked them to seeking the bread from the above.
他说我们要求天上的粮。
At that time, Verse 27. And Jesus talked to them. Chapter 6, verse 27, Book of John says, Do not work for the food which perished, but for the food which endure to eternal life, the which the Son of Man shall give to you. For on him, the Father, even God, has set his seal. And Jesus mentioned, Do not work for the food which perished.
这里主耶稣说，不要为那必坏的食物劳力。
Don't misunderstand. This means don't work for themselves, support their, you know, the physical life.
我们不要误会说这里主耶稣叫就是意思不要叫我们不要去工作。
But Jesus talk about the priority, the importance of our spiritual life.
但是主耶稣是要强调我们属灵的生命是更重要的。
And so he defining in chapter 6 verse 63.
在第六章第六十三节，他这样说。
63, Jesus said, "It is the spirit who gives life; the flesh profit nothing."
这里他说，叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。
The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life.
我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
So maybe because this is time, we can think about, of course, we have to continue as normally we can work for work.Work and support ourselves, work for our family.
当然，我们要努力工作，为了我们为了我们的家人，为我们自己的生命来做，来努力工作。
But at the same time, we can balance ourselves. We can seeking the spiritual life also.
但同时，我们要好好追求我们的灵命。
So, remember when the 9/11 came upon, you know, in New York.
我记得在九一一事件发生的时候。
A lot of people at that time is awake, you know, they're trying to have a movement of a people, they're awake, their life and turn to God.
当时候有很多人在信仰上复兴，回到神的身边。
At that time, I was in Tampa, Florida, church there.
那时候事情发生的时候，我在佛罗里达州的 Tampa 教会。
The whole city at that time, they have appointed day and time and gathered together.They're seeking God and God's grace.
那整个市政府有一个固定的地方，让大家可以一起聚集的祷告。
You know, a lot of people at that time they came, attended there. You know, the arena, the basketball place. I think.
当时候的市民在一个大的体育场一起聚集来做祷告。
This is the time also the once the coronavirus it happened in our society.
当这个新冠肺炎到我们这个社区里的时候
，We have to concern about the spiritual life.
我们也要好好思想我们属灵的生命。
At the same time, we don't have to fear and also the panic of these kind of situation that we are soon to be facing.
同时，我们不需要惧怕，也不需要恐慌。
So that's why the Lord Jesus mentioned the 28, "Do not fear."
主耶稣才会在马太福音说不要惧怕。
Maybe because you know coronavirus or whatever this kind of possibly and they kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul.
虽然这个新冠肺炎可以杀身体，但是不能杀我们的灵魂。
So whom that we have really have a fear is actually true fear, reverence actually to God.
我们真的要惧怕，真的要要去想的是神
，so that we can come to the Lord, we can meditate the Word of God, and that we can truly ask God's wisdom.
我们要敬畏神，然后要去思考神，去求靠他。
And so far throughout the tenth of years, our life was very comfortably we can live in this country.
我们过去十年在这个国家生活非常的忧虑。非常舒服。
We didn't have that kind of like a tough life, just you know, like a third country.
我们没有像第三国家一样生活这么穷苦。
God really let us have this comfortable life.
神给我们非常舒适的生活。
And at the same time, now maybe we can look at ourselves, we can go back to God, and then we can seeking His word.
但是在这个紧急的时况当中，我们应该要好好的回到神身边去思考我们的信仰。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 55.
我们请来看以赛亚书第五十五章。
Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1-3.
以赛亚书第五十五章第一到第三节。
Chapter 55, from verse 1. Ho, everyone who who thirst, come to the water, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk, the without money and the without cost. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wage for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourself in abundance. Incline your ears and come to me, and listen to you, listen that you may live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, according to the faithful mercies shown to David. And here the God says, come to him and listen to him.
这里主神跟我们说要来到他面前。
And so that they can have the life of a full of delight and with the full of abundance.
在他面前可以得到满足的得到饱足。
And also the verse chapter 55 verse 6 and mention about the seek the Lord while he may be found.
在55章第6节说当趁主可以寻到的时候来寻找他。
Call upon him while he is near.
当可以求告他的时候来接近他。
Maybe this is a time that we can pray more to God.
所以我们在这个紧张的时候应该要多做祷告。
That really we, our heart can seek in him and his mercy and his grace.
我们的心中真的去寻找他，去来寻求他的恩典。
And so the life we can prepare ourselves of truly his second coming.
我们可以好好做，预备他的再来。
Of course, we do not know when his second coming anyway.
当然我们知道主什么时候会再来。
This time in Korea, they happened that, you know, the breaking up this kind of so many infections happens because of these cult, the mass, the number, they gather together one place and they own have a service.
在韩国有些邪教他们都会很多人聚集在一起。
We'll find out he thinks he's one of the his sick, he's the Jesus himself and came to this world.
有一个牧师甚至说他是主耶稣的化身亲自到世上来。
I read an article in the Korea, there is about 20 Jesus as the second coming of Jesus, they calling themselves.
甚至在韩国有20位牧师自称说他们是耶稣的再来。
Within small countries, so many Jesus actually.
你想一想，这个小国家里面就有两个20个耶稣。
So we'll find out a lot of this kind of a false, false teachers and false prophets and the so-called themselves like they are the one themselves the Christ, which is the wrong messages upon to the people and the deceiving the people nowadays.
你想一想，这个世上有那么多假先知，自称基督要来骗欺骗社会。
Over 250,000 people following this man, who taught them the false teaching.
在韩国有25万个信徒，就跟着这么一个骗人的教主。
I heard they still have problem because they do not really well cooperate with the government.
听说他们跟政府甚至不合作。
So that they, this is kind of like a headache for the issue there's this in Korea for the coronavirus.
这个现在是韩国内部在新冠肺炎还有跟政府处理当中的另外一个头痛的事。
Actually, the rest of the area is not that many, actually. But that city that they have the place is a problem.
在韩国里面就是那一个城市特别问题最大，其实别的地区还好。
So finally, government they trying to force to take away the privilege of this kind of mass gathering.
所以现在政府规定这个这一派的教徒不能聚集聚会。
So this is the time that we have to think about and what is the true meaning of fearing of God.
我们在这个时候要特别去思考敬畏神到底是什么意思。
Maybe so far we think we are very capable. We think we are very able person that we can trust even rely on ourselves to handle our life.
我们可能会觉得自己的能力很强，可以处理这些事情。
But actually, it's not true.
其实不是那么简单。
Everything is came from God.
凡事都是从神来的。
God is the handle of every life.
我们的生命都是掌握在神的手中。
All the life of like a blessing and cursing is all the by the hands of God.
我们生活中所有的祝福、所有的咒诅都是从神来的。
That's why he's the source of all the blessing that we have to come to him.
所以我们要求恩典的话，就要来到主面前。
So the book of Isaiah chapter 45.
我们请看以赛亚书四十五章。
Verse 5-7.
四十五章第五节到第六节。
This is
第七节。
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 5-7.
以赛亚书四十五章第五到七节。
This is what God says: I am the Lord, and there is no other beside me. There is no God. I will guard you, though you have not known me, that man may know from the rising, the setting of the sun, that there is no one beside me. I am the Lord, and there is no other, the one forming lights and creating darkness and causing well-being and creating calamity.I am the Lord who does all these. God talk about all the creation, all the things happen in our life, all came from God.
这里主说，世上所有的创造跟所发生的一切事情都是从他而来。
So whatever the situation come occur in the world in our life, then we have to go back to God.
所以我们今天所面对的一切事情，我们都要回到主面前。
Sometimes the fear is coming because we do not trust him, actually.
其实有时候我们心里会惧怕，是因为我们没有全心的信靠主。
But once we stay in his love, then there is no fear.
但是如果我们真的生活在他的爱中，我们是不会惧怕的。
Now let's turn to 1 John chapter 4.
请看约翰福音第四章，约翰一书第四章。
1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。
Chapter 4, verse 16 to 19. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16 to 19.
约翰一书四章十六节。
And we have come to know and have believed and love which God has for us. God is love, and there one who abide in love abide in God. God abide in him.By this love is perfected with us that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so also are we in this world. Verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves the punishments. And the one who fears is not perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. And here especially the verse 17 is about. But this love is perfected with us that we may have confidence in the day of judgments because he is also and we are in this world. And verse 18, there is no fear in love.
第十八节这里特别提到爱里没有惧怕。
Because we know we can think about our life since we are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们想一想我们已经在主的名以下受洗。
As we know, actually, that his second coming is close and closer.
我们也认知他的再临，就快到了。
But as Christians, we never have a fear of this coming of judgment.
但是当一个真正的基督徒，我们是对耶稣再临不会惧怕的。
Because ultimately, this judgment doesn't belong to us.
因为这个审判不是我们的。
But actually, the salvation is actually closer to us.
他的再临表示我们的得救就快完全了。
Why? Because the verse 16 says we are in abiding in his love.
十六节说因为我们住在他爱里。
So we are staying in the love of God, then fear can be casted out.
当我们真正住在神的爱里中，我们就不会有惧怕。
You know the one time when the Apostle Paul toward to the end of the book of Acts, you find out that He was just sending to the Rome at that time.
使徒保罗在这个《使徒行传》最后，他被送到罗马。
One of the worst conditioned as he himself to be the sinner, he was sending to the Rome, and so he can stand for the trial.
他虽然不是罪人，但是却被送到罗马去。
Yeah, at that time there's a winds a blow to the sea. Big storms.
那在路程当中，在行海的时候，他们遇到一个风浪。
And this storm is too big. You know, most of the people, their heart is melted away, and then there's so fear upon them.
受到这个狂风的时候，在船上大部分的人都非常的害怕。
And Acts chapter 27 verse 20. chapter 27 verse 20 mentioned that since there is no the sun nor stars appear for many days, which is darkness came upon there for many days.
在27章使徒行传27章20节这里说好几天都没有看到太阳。
And then all the sailors know that there's no any hope for the to be survive.
所有的人都觉得说已经没有指望了。
So all the sailors, this is 276 people at that time in this ship.
这个船上有270几个人。
Nobody has a hope for the survive out of the storms.
全部人就觉得他们要上升了。
The only one, the Apostle Paul was different.
只有一个人，保罗他不这么觉得。
Because God is with him.
因为主跟他同在。
When the people have a scare and on the panic on their life, but at that time he encouraged them.
当大家都非常恐慌的时候，保罗站出来勉励他们。
He actually comforted them.
他甚至安慰大家。
Let's look at chapter 27, verse from 21.
我们请看《使徒行传》27章第21节。
And when they had gone a long time without food, and Paul stood up in the midst and said, Men, you ought to have followed my advice and not to have set self the credit and incurred this damage and lose. Yet now I urge you to keep up your courage.For there shall be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For the very night, the angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve stood before me. And the 24, and the Lord said, Do not be afraid, Paul. And you must stand before Caesar. Behold, God has granted you all those who have sailing with you.We can tell that Paul, when he was in these storms, God showed up to him, encouraged him, and comforted him, and strengthened him already.
我们可以想象说，当保罗在这个风浪里面，有一个天使显现给他看，这样子鼓励他。
The Lord Jesus already talked to me. Do not be afraid.
他说，神的使者已经站在我面前跟我说，不要害怕。
Since the Lord talked to me, said, "Do not be afraid. I will lead my life there to, in front of the Caesar." That means also that he asked us, and God has granted you all those who are sailing with you, which means you are all safe.
主已经跟我说不要害怕，因为我必站在撒该面前，而且跟我同船的人都一定会保存他的生命。
Within this circumstance, Paul mentioned the verse 25 says, "Therefore, keep up your courage."
第二十五节保罗说，所以你们各位可以放心。
We know the man of God, the apostle Paul, he is always a fearing of God person.
使徒保罗他是一个神人，他凡事都是敬畏神的。
Love of God always surround him and encourage them all the time.
主的爱，神的爱永远是在他心中。
Compared to 275 person, and he himself one person.Their attitude is totally different.
跟船上其他275的人，他的心里的态度完全不一样。
When such kind of condition of like a panic and like in a kind of a scary moments,
当有这遇到这么大的危险，很恐慌的时候
，all of the people think that there's no hope. We all die from here.
众人都已经没有指望了，都觉得他们要丧失生命了，但是保罗却那么勇敢。
But only one person say no, we all be survived.
只有保罗说，我们放心，我们不会死亡。
Where this confidence came?
他这份信心从哪里来的呢
？It came from the Lord Jesus.
是从主耶稣来的。
So the whatever situation we are in our society community, we don't have to be worried about it.
今天我们不管身边发生什么事情，我们其实都不用害怕。
Important thing is we are abiding His love.
更重要的是我们有住在神的爱里。
Truly, my life is trusting God, and truly I abide in His word.
我们真正的依靠神，依靠他的话。
No, don't be afraid.
我们就不需要害怕。
Everything is in the God's hands.
凡事都在神的掌握中。
Let's go back to Matthew chapter 10.
我们再看回来马太福音第十章。
29.
第二十九节。
Chapter 10:29.
马太福音十章二十九节。
Are not two sparrows sold for the cent, and yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your father? And Jesus said. are not to spare a soul for a cent.
这里主耶稣说，两个麻雀不是卖一分钱吗？
Not even one sparrow for a cent, but two sparrows. That means these sparrows is like almost nothing.
我们知道这样子麻雀的价值是非常低的，因为不只是一只麻雀，而是两只麻雀才卖一分钱。
I want to find out the reference. These sparrows is like the middle class, high class doesn't even eating these sparrows. Only the very like poor people.
我做一些考察，那时候中上的的家庭，他们是不吃麻雀的，是非常的穷人才会吃麻雀。
Among the so many birds, but sparrow is the most the least one.
在所有的鸟类当中，麻雀是最没有价值的。
But this happened that two of cut and then to be sold as cent. This is also allowed by God.
但是这里说，如果不是天父允许的话，连一只麻雀都不能掉在地上。
Everything is the hands of God.
凡事真的都是在主的掌握当中。
So this is we have to trust Him.
所以我们要信靠他。
And when Jesus he came to this world, he preached the gospel.
当主耶稣到世上传道的时候
，He have all different situation he situated.
他遇到了很多的困难
，But he knows that everything is God's guidance with him.
但是他认知凡事都有神的带领。
Then later on that he was captured and he was before he died on the cross.
到最后他被捕，在钉在十字架上。
Totally different, different like the status like a.The pilot, and then Jesus as a sinner in front of him.
当主耶稣好像被罪人站在比拉多的面前。
And Jesus mentioned about comment in this way. Let's turn to John chapter 19.
主耶稣这样子跟他做回应。我们看约翰福音第十九章。
Chapter 19, verse 10 and 11.
约翰福音第十九章第十十一节。
John chapter 19, verse 10 and 11.
约翰福音十九章第十节。
Pilate therefore said to him, "You do not speak to me. Do you not know that I have authority to release you, and I have authority to crucify you?" Verse 11.
十一节。
Jesus answered, "You would have no authority over me unless it had been given you from above."For this reason, he who delivered me up to you has the greater sin. And he mentioned about all this authority. Pilate, don't think that this authority come from you; it came from God.
这里主耶稣跟比拉多说：“你不要觉得你的权柄是自己的，而是主是神赐给你的，是上头赐给你的。
Everything is the hands of God.
凡事都在神的手中。
One time that the John the Baptist, he was kind of His faith kind of shaken when he was in the prison.
当施洗约翰被关在监牢的时候，他信仰有一点动摇。
But after that period of time, while he was in the prison, he beheaded.
结果他被关在监狱以后，也被斩头了。
Jesus knows that all the condition and situation.
主耶稣那时候知道他的施洗约翰的情况。
Because his role is finished, and now he go back to God.
因为施洗约翰的工作已经完全了，要回到神面。
The human point of view, the John the Baptist, his life is one of the worst and the failing life he lived actually.
从人的角度看起来，施洗约翰好像是很悲惨。
Most of the terrible way he died actually.
死的样子也是很残忍。
But Jesus mentioned that the John the Baptist, he is the one the most like higher than anybody else of the prophet in the Old Testament.
但是主耶稣对施洗约翰的评判却是，他是比众先知更高。
Because this is the God's will designed his out of his provisions.
因为这是神的旨意。
His providence, out of his plan.
这是完全神的工作。
That you and I, we are all under the God's plan since we are chosen by Him.
今天你我被神拣选，我们也有神的工作要做。
That's why we don't have to worry about in our life.
所以不用为自己的生命来做忧愁。
Even God dealing with even all the one sparrow's life.
如果神那么去在意小麻雀的生命。
And Jesus mentioned that we are much more value than this one sparrow.
主耶稣说我们的生命比麻雀更宝贵。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 10, go back.
我们请来看，请看回来马太福音第十章。
Verse 30.
第三十节。
30 and 31. 30 and 31. 30, 31. 30, 31.
But
the very hairs of your head are all numbered. 31.
31节.
Therefore, do not fear. You are of more value than many sparrows. That Jesus mentioned about that in this way. The very hairs of your head are all numbered.
这里主耶稣说，连我们的头发都被数过了。
We cannot count how many hairs we every day, you know, came out from our head.
我们每天都会掉很多头发。
Normally we say about 50 came out, normal conditions.
正常的人一天大概会掉50根头发。
And also new hair come out anyway.
每天也会生新的头发。
But we cannot count every day, so when you shower and how many came out.
但是我没有办法一天都能够去数算我们到底有几根头发。
But God counting of how many hair, each one of us here, how many hair came out on the today.
但是神却很清楚我们的头发，他都数过了。
God is very detailed, very detailedly watch over us, help us our life.
我们的神是非常重视很仔细的，他我们的生活的一切细节他都很注意。
At this moment, what are we gonna do?
我们现在要做什么？
Always remember we are much better at value than the sparrow.
我们要总是要好好记得我们的生命比麻雀更贵重。
Then when the situation comes and they're threatening our life or our physical life,
当我们面对危险的时候，
Then we have to choose which direction we're going to choose our path.
我们要做选择，要怎么走，怎么做。
And one time the Daniel went because all his around those enemies, people, those trying to put him in the to eliminate out of his position.
当但以理面对很多敌人要把他除掉的时候。
So the whole month, do not let all these people to worship their own god.
在一个月当中，这个王命令不能拜别的神。
But Daniel heard about this news.
但以理听到这个消息。
Daniel doesn't change, but every day he three times he prayed to God.
他在信仰不做妥协，还是一天三次祷告。
Because he knows that this is more important than anything else in his life.
因为他知道跟他跟神的关系是比一切世上更重要的。
He doesn't want to compromise his life because of these 30 days. He actually excuses himself 30 days. He doesn't have to, you know, pray for these 30 days. Maybe God understood.
他没有说啊，神可能会体谅我，在这三十天就暂时不祷告好了。
But he chose God first.
但是他把神放第一。
Let's look at the Daniel chapter 6.
我们请看但以理书第六章。
Daniel chapter 6 verse 10.
但以理书第六章第十节。
Chapter 6 verse 10.
但以理书六章第十节。
Now when Daniel knew that the documents was signed, he entered his house. Now in his roof chamber, he had windows open toward Jerusalem. He continued kneeling on his knee three times a day, praying and giving thanks before his God, and he had been doing previously. So the situation is changed. Actually, he cannot worship to God at this time, but he prayed to God, and he's still worshiping the Lord.
这个国家的情况有很大的改变，但是但以理对他信仰却不妥协，还是一天三次祷告。
Of course, the enemy knows that this condition, the situation of the Daniel.
当然，他的敌人也很清楚，但以理他这样子做。
So he reported to the king. So finally, the Daniel was cast into the lion's den.
他们就向他们的王报告，然后但以理也被扔在狮子坑里。
Most of people they were cast into the lion's den. They all died.
大部分人被丢在狮子坑里就一定死了。
But before they feeding these lions, bring it inside there to let the people coming in, the sinners coming in, then they just, you know, they just eat them all.
这个狮子坑的目的就是要处死，要处死犯人的。
I don't know then how the big size it is.
我不知道这个狮子坑到底多大。
But it's like a prey coming in from the above, and then all these, you know, lions.Just sit down, they relax. No, they just right away they eat them all.
但是我们从圣经看到，他们人一丢下去，马上会被狮子吃吞掉。
But God sent the angel.
但是神派的天使。
Verse
22. 第二十二节。
Daniel was in there. Said verse 22. My God sent His angel and shut the lion's mouth.
但以理说，我的神差遣的使者封住狮子的口。
And they have not harmed me.
狮子没有伤害我。
So he He just one thing in his life, he never changed. He trusts in God, he continued to pray to God.
但他一生都不改变，就是这样子敬畏神，这样子继续他的信仰。
The situation is getting worse actually for him.
虽然他身边的情况越来越惊险。
So he was cast into the lion's den.
甚至被丢在狮子坑里。
But he find out the angel was sent by God.
但是他知道神会差遣他的使者。
Shut the lion's mouth.
把狮子口封住。
All normal condition, nobody can be survived. In normal condition.
照理来讲，没有人可以存活。
But the angel saved him.
但是使者却保护他的生命。
Because he is the chosen one.
因为他是神拣选的。
Because God treated him more precious than anybody else there.
因为他是神所看重保护的。
We have to understand that we are the chosen one.
我们也要牢牢记得，我们也是受到神所拣选的。
If we stay within His love,
我们如果在他的爱中
we would continue to pray to God.
我们如果持续的向神祷告
，The ancient time of the Daniel's life seemed to be as our life to be.
拯救但以理生命的使者也会保护我们的。
Let us continue trusting God.
我们要继续的信靠神。
We are better than the sparrow's life.
我们的生命比麻雀更贵重。
So that's what Jesus remind us.
这是主耶稣要提醒我们的。
The Matthew chapter 10, this is precious words, two verses, and the we read.
这马太福音这两段经节非常的宝贵。
Therefore, do not fear.
所以不要惧怕。
You are of more value than many sparrows.
你们比许多麻雀更贵重。
Lord Jesus, treat us truly the high value in our life.
主耶稣是真的是非常看重我们。
Always faithful to God.
我们要好好的信靠他。
God is with us.
神跟我们在一起。
Nothing to be harmed.
没有什么东西会影响我们。
Our faith. So we have to be trusting God all the time.
所以我们要继续的投靠神。
Of course, we have to, the reasonable enough, we have to help ourselves to protect ourselves.
当然，我们自己要注意我们自己的卫生。
Washing hands is important things.
我们要常常洗手，这是非常重要的。
It is possible we do not contact, you know, the strangers.
我们也要尽量避免跟陌生人有太近的接触。
Reasonably, we have to help ourselves so we can defense ourselves from this virus.
我们在可行的当中要自己保护自己。
But we don't have to be panic on the situation.
那我们不用恐慌，不用害怕。
Now we can trust in God.
我们可以信靠神。
So that we don't do not fear.
我们
do not be afraid. We can say.
不用惧怕。
Let's turn to Sing Hymn 336.
一起唱诗336首。